More than a dozen people turned out to show their enthusiasm for indoor hockey and roller derby, activities that have only grown in popularity in Petersburg. Parks and Recreation Advisory Board member Donna Marsh said she wasn't officially representing the board, but she was in favor of promoting skating in the community gym.
We've got a multi-million dollar facility, and I think if we can invite and support the different groups who come and use it, I think it becomes a friendlier place. I used the analogy some time ago in a previous meeting about the community gym being perhaps compared to a commercial fishing boat where it's pretty and shiny and brand new and there's not a scratch on the fiberglass, but you take it out and use it a season or two or 20, you're going to get some use and wear and tear on it. But that's where the maintenance comes in.
Another Parks and Recreation Board member, Dania Davis, reminded the assembly that the board had supported the hockey club's continued use of the facility last summer. That was after staff had proposed moving the activity outside because of concerns over wear and tear on the gym floor. Davis noted that since then, even more people were skating in the gym as part of the newly formed roller derby club.
Since then, we've had a group of 30 to 40 plus women and now children using the facility on a regular basis. And so having that access and supporting that is important to me, and that's why I got my vote of support. And I just want to let the board or the borough assembly know that at the time we voted unanimously, and I think we would still support that in this case too.
The assembly also heard from Lisa Nilsson, one of the organizers of the Ragnarok Rollers. Nilsson said she was just representing her family, but skating had gotten her out exercising 4 to 5 days a week.
I used to try to come up to Parks and Rec and go on the treadmill, and that would be once or twice a year. Or maybe I'd take a walk when I felt like it. And I think I spend almost 8 hours skating. Almost 8 hours skating a week right now.
This time around, there wasn't a specific proposal on the table for skating at the gym. Assemblymember John Haverlick had put it on the agenda because he had some of the same concerns staff had raised about the impact of skating last summer.
One is, I know we're going to be putting about $25,000 into redoing the community gym. And if skating continues, I don't know how often we're going to have to generate $25,000 to keep redoing that floor. So that's an unknown that I need to, because it's an expense. And as I said earlier on the Thomas Bay thing, I'm not going to vote for any increases.
Haverlick also noted that there had been injuries among skaters, and he questioned whether the borough had any increased liability because of the activity. The facility is also used heavily by the schools and the rest of the community for many different activities, including basketball, baseball, soccer, track and field, and more. Petersburg Parks and Recreation Director Donnie Hayes said the major sanding, repair, and refinishing job, the $25,000 of work that Haverlick mentioned, was only required every 8 to 10 years. However, he noted that job hadn't been done since the floor was installed more than 20 years ago. Just for normal maintenance, according to Hayes, it costs $5,000 to re-lacquer the floor once or twice a year.
The floor is not in a perfect position right now, but I can't say 100% right now whether that's due to hockey or roller skating or those types of things on the floor, or the fact that it just hasn't been done since 1991. And so I do not see the $25,000 being like a yearly thing, but in 10 years I will be budgeting for it to be done, so that way I can keep up to the standards of maintenance that is required on that floor.
Hayes originally raised the concerns this past summer about the hockey club's impact on the gym floor. However, at Monday's meeting, he was not ready to say that skating was actually costing the city more money.
It's a hard thing to say because of the fact that the floor hasn't been done since 1991. I don't have...
So basically it's an unknown?
It is an unknown.
Okay.
I do have beliefs, but it is an unknown at this point.
Okay.
We won't be able to know that until we redo the floor and we're able to, take a much closer view and, look at that situation as it comes along.
Assemblymember Nancy Strand saw the wear on the gym as part of doing business at a community facility.
It seems like the reason we have a gym floor is so there's a certain amount of activity on it. And $25,000 spent in 22 years of activities seems reasonable to me.
Borough Manager Steve Giesbrecht pointed out that as more people use the facility for whatever activity, it will drive maintenance costs.
And I can't sit here and make a promise that we're always going to have that facility at a flat budget line. It just makes it really difficult to do that.
As far as liability, Giesbrecht said the facility is covered for these types of activities under its general insurance. Also, Hayes noted that the Roller Derby Club had gotten its own liability insurance. One of the assembly members, Kurt Wallhuter, plays indoor hockey. Attending by phone, Wallhuter pointed out that all activities have a risk of lawsuits if someone gets hurt. He didn't see it as a particular problem for skating.
I know of one broken wrist and one broken ankle, and not from me, but other people that have been on the court when I've been there. And I don't remember any liability being pressed against the city. So, I mean, I think we all understand what the risks are, and we go into that with our eyes wide open. So, not saying that we would never be sued, but then that could happen with a child being run over by a bicycle or tricycle or whatever, you know. So, I mean, it's just one of those sort of inherent things whenever we get outside of our house and actually put our feet underneath us and walk into the public.
And Mayor Mark Jensen saw no reasons to curtail the activity.
It is a community gym, and we should be promoting healthy activities. And it sounds like the people using it are being responsible. And we have Mr. Hayes keeping an eye on it. So I think it's an event we should let continue to happen.
And for the record, Parks and Recreation Director Donnie Hayes added that he did not bring up the issue this time around. Assemblymember John Haverlick, who did bring it up, said he just wanted to discuss it and make sure there weren't any problems. And as the discussion wrapped up, Haverlick said it didn't sound like there were any problems. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.